Welcome, constant listeners, to Nerds Who Get Lame, Wednesday Short.
Wednesday Short.
Today on Wednesday
listeners.
Short.
Listeners.
Well, there's at least two. Okay. We know.
Constant. Because I listen to this.
I mean, so I usually listen to the shorts because I have time for that, to get my undivided attention.
You don't have 3 hours for the regular podcast.
Exactly. The 3.5 hour opus that it is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I wish we were a brass section in a band because we just love tooting our own horns. So I think we're going to talk about...
I thought that meant a completely different thing.
Of course.
And I can't do that. So.
Well, I mean, it takes a lot of practice in yoga. Gotcha. Or if you're Marilyn Manson, according to legend, have a few of your ribs removed.
The myth.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So this week we're going to talk about a little bit about InfinityCon that's coming up
InfinityCon.
Soon.
Short for convention.
Can you tell me something?
Not like we're con artists, but like it's a convention.
Yeah.
We're
can you tell me something about that? Because I don't know anything about it.
Well, let me tell you about it, TJ. It's going to be July 26th.
26th.
Wow.
That's a Saturday, isn't it?
That is a Saturday.
Is it like early in the morning? Is there like a really convenient time?
I like
time?
To sleep in on Saturdays.
What we're going to do is we're going to kick all everything off at noon.
Noon?
Wow.
Noon, yeah.
Crack of noon?
Crack of noon.
That still might not be there on time.
So we're going to have a lot of fun things there. There's some vendors that are coming. If you're into anime, it's going to be there.
Are we going to have Cornhole, the game?
I believe so. If you're into comic books, they're going to be there. Do you like action figures? I know I do.
I am trying to sell all my action figures, so no.
So if you want to buy all of Nate, all of Nate,
I'm Mike. I'm the other fat bearded guy. I'll have my Duke Nukem and Spawn action figures down there, and my Lost in Space reboot ship.
You should bring them because
we're gonna have a trade room at InfinityCon.
But I want to trade
them for
money.
There will be a trade
room. You want to trade them for money? Well, in the trade room, we can't trade for money. You can only trade for other things.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
if you pull money out, we're going to kick you out of the trade room.
Yeah, you get kicked out. But
and we'll confiscate your money.
Yeah. Exactly. Your whatever you're trying to trade and your money. If you're interested in being a vendor, though, Mike, to sell your things, we still have some spots open, and it's only $25
limited
to have a
time.
Table. Very limited
especially
time.
Especially inside air-conditioned spots.
Exactly.
Yes.
Ooh.
We're going to have
no flop sweat for our guys.
We're going to have Happy Place. Food truck is going to be there, and they're going to have all kinds of grilled cheese extravaganzas.
Yeah.
The food, the menu that they gave me is... out of this world.
Going
it
off
it
my diet for that
world.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not.
Like a plutonium grilled cheese explosion.
I was reading the ingredients on these things. I'm like,
I
6 months ago, I would have been all over this thing.
That's my calorie intake for an entire week.
Yeah, I can
eat that sandwich.
Delicious.
It's a burger, and it's bread or grilled cheeses.
Yeah.
We're going to have several panels. A couple of episodes.
The entire room is covered in panels.
Yes,
wood panels.
We're gonna have a room where we talked with the LARPers a couple of weeks ago, and we were all like really into that idea. They're going to give a talk about getting into LARP. So if you're interested in that, there's gonna be a time where you can go to a room and they're just gonna talk with you about it.
And what LARP is that? What are they?
They do.
They do three. They do
one.
Dystopia Rising.
They do Mind's Eye Society, and the other one they referred to as Obi-Wan. I think it was like One
World by Night.
Yeah, One World by Night.
Which is the vampire.
Yeah. There are a few different games types, game setups, or variations of said games, and everyone kind of, a lot of them play all three.
Yeah. Nice. And there's one in Lake City called Bullender.
Yeah.
And I believe they're going to be there speaking about stuff.
Are the mystery trackers going to be there?
The mystery trackers are going to be there.
I was hoping they would be.
Yeah, they're going to be doing another discussion on Ghost and all the... they do so much stuff that it's hard to keep track of everything they do because they also do cryptozoology. They do demonology stuff. They do
UFOs.
Yeah. All of the ologies with weird stuff like that.
I hope they'll have time to make it.
Yeah, yeah. Because this is like a second job to them, so... They'll be there. They'll be discussing stuff. They'll have a booth where you can talk to them if you're interested in getting into that kind of stuff. The LARPers will have a booth where you can sign up. You can talk to them. I believe we're going to have a class where an intro to Magic the Gathering, if you've never played Magic the Gathering but you want to. We're also...
We're going to have a D&D room also, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to have a room for games. So, tabletop games. If you want to come and play Magic the Gathering, we have a room that you can just come play. We have a room that you can come play HeroClix. You can come play Dungeons & Dragons. You can come
Cards
play
Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity. Whatever you want to play.
Munchkin. Barstool.
Exactly.
Warhammer 40K.
Exactly. Come on out.
Spell Wars.
Huh?
Epic Spell Wars.
Yeah. X-Wing.
Yep.
Anything you want, you can come out there and start up a game.
If you got a few hours, Arkham Horror.
Exactly. Exactly.
13 Dead End Drive. Monopoly.
Yeah. Monopoly, if you have several days.
Yeah, several
longer
weeks
than Arkham Horror. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have people there doing face paint. There's going to be some artists there. I was just talking to someone last night. They were like, are there going to be an artist there? Because I want to commission someone to do a picture of the question for me. Well, guess what? Yes, there are going to be artists there. And you can commission them to do artwork for you.
We're going to have people doing fun, like, fantasy caricatures. So, like, kind of like a wizard or something like that. You know, it's real cheap. They're all our friends, you know, all nice people. Everyone's just, you know, it's going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some arcade games and pinball games.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
That would be
contests
awesome.
Tied to those.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna
there's
going to
be some video game
contests
and all.
Yeah, possible Smash Brothers tournament we're trying to work on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. 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 There may or we're still working on the logistics of this, but there may be some medieval people that make their own medieval like armor and weapons and fight. There may be a demo of that kind
of
stuff.
I would want that because I want to be a blacksmith.
See?
Yeah.
See? You can quit your adventuring and just be a blacksmith.
Quit your real job and be a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Hey, people need ornate gate hinges.
Yeah,
exactly.
And homemade chain links.
Yeah. But essentially what we're trying to say is this is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a really cool thing. This is our first year doing it. We're going to try to figure out all the logistics of it, and next year we're going to try to make it bigger and better. But I already think this is going to be a blast.
It's called Infinity Con for a reason, because it's going to go on forever.
Forever.
It's not SuperCon. It's not MegaCon.
It's
Infinity Con. Yeah.
I think the real highlight of the evening, though, is the live recorded podcast.
We're going to do what we do every Sunday at Infinity Con, but we want you guys to be involved with it. So we're going to do a live podcast. We're going to have microphones for you guys. We can do question and answer. We're just going to have a good time with it afterwards. The whole entire thing, all day long, late into the evening, kid friendly. We're doing cosplay. If you bring swords or guns that don't have an orange tip on them, we're going to kick you out and have the medieval people beat you up. Leave those in your car. But we're going to have cosplayers. I'm so excited because I think it's going to be just a blast.
How much is it going to be per person?
Per person, it is $5 unless you have a kid. Mm-hmm. And the kid gets him free for every adult that pays $5.
What's a kid? 10 and under?
10 and under.
10 and under.
Okay, cool. So for every adult who pays, a 10 or under kid gets under free. It's cool.
Yes.
And so it's going to be a family-friendly environment, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like all the F-bombs and stuff we drop on the air will not be there.
No.
Yeah. And excellent. Make sure that your children maintain a 30-foot distance from Blaze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If radius. If there's anything that's called, quote-unquote, the Blaze Room, no, Don't go into the Blaze Room.
Yeah.
Don't go into the Blaze Room.
Yeah,
just give him a Spawn action figure and walk away.
Yeah.
It'll
don't
be better
follow
for
the candy trail. It leads to the Blaze Room.
If a man that looks like he may or may not have sang in the band Slither. Slither.
I mean, it could have been called Slither.
If Skrillex is there and offering you ice cream.
Yeah, Skrillex sings a lot in his music. Ray, how fucking old are you? For real.
What was the band? Was it Saliva that he looks like? Not Slither. What is that?
You try to troll, and it just you just show your ancient, wrinkly age. You disgusting, dusty bag of shit.
This is the exact kind of stuff that we won't have at InfinityCon. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. We've had so many people get a hold of us from all around the state.
We had to get a restraining order from Blaze because he was getting a hold of us pretty hard. Wouldn't let go.
But yeah, come out. Tell all your friends. Go to facebook.com/InfinityConvention. Like the page, share our stuff. There's going to be a lot of local vendors out there. There's going to be Phoenix Gaming's going to be out there. Geek Chic's going to be there.
Yeah.
We're going to be selling video games, action figures, comic books, magic cards, all kinds of stuff.
I've heard some of the stuff Blaze is planning on selling in the Blaze room. And
yeah, you don't want any of that.
No.
You don't want to go there.
I mean, how can we put a price on something labeled Broken Dreams? I mean... I don't think you want that.
All right, so this has been our Wednesday short with Nerds Who Get Laid. Come to InfinityCon.
Come see us.
InfinityCon.
InfinityCon.